Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening to you. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. It is Tuesday night in Lansing, although it's more like evening with the sun still out. Up in the 50s today, up in the 60s tomorrow. But then I think we're dropping back to the 30s and 40s, so not spring quite yet. But on today's program, a new report finds that we've lost over $60 billion of housing value in Michigan in the last 5 years. And the state foreclosure crisis is still going strong. So I'll ask the director of the Michigan Foreclosure Task Force if the end is anywhere in sight. And millions of American adults, children, even toddlers now are taking psychotropic medications. And the author of a new book says that many of these drugs may actually be fueling mental illness in the U.S. He'll join me to explain. But first, here we go, the big push by Democratic state lawmakers to get the public behind their 2020 plan, an almost $1.8 billion proposal to provide college tuition for state high school graduates. Republicans say we don't have the money to do it. So to get some of the details of this ambitious proposal, I'm joined by Democratic state Senator Gretchen Whitmer, the minority leader in the Senate. Senator Whitmer, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Michael. It's great to be with you.
Now, today you announced a contest associated with the 2020 plan that could win a high school student a year's worth of tuition in college, and it involves them making a video, although this is not a music video, right?
That's right. What we decided was, you know, this Michigan 2020 plan is a plan that we put on the table over a month ago, and the buzz has been great. There are so many questions. People are eager to learn more about it, and we thought one of the ways to really get the public involved is to put our money where our mouth is, and we're going to give away a $10,000 scholarship to a high school senior who is about to graduate and get ready to head off to either university or community college or a trade school. And we're going to help them. We're going to show how this plan can work. And so the video is the way that they enter into our contest. They would cut a 60 to 90 second video talking about what higher education means to their future and what they think it means to the future of Michigan. I mean, these kids are so cutting edge with technology that this is really a great way for the public to be able to vote and also to you know, use their creative talent to make their case.
Republicans say the real issue is how we're going to fund this this plan. They point out that Governor Snyder and Republicans eliminated most of our state tax credits last year. They don't really see the state tax loopholes currently out there that could fund the plan. Do you have any specific ones in mind?
Well, the thing is, with my Republican colleagues, they found $1.8 billion last year to give away to businesses, which pretty much just went to their bottom lines. It wasn't about job creation or any of the important economic development things that we need to do for our state. Education is economic development. And anyone who says we can't afford to make an investment in the workforce that we have and in the people of the state of Michigan ignores the fact that under President Lincoln, he built the Transcontinental Railroad and started all these great land-grant universities like MSU during the Civil War. So we can make investments while we have tough times. In fact, many economists would say right now is the time to do something bold and to make this type of an investment.
Well,
there are $38 billion of tax loopholes on the books that have never been scrutinized in recent times. We owe it to the taxpayers to make sure we're using that money wisely and wise uses for educating our workforce.
Have you and Democrats looked at some of the tax credits, and can you say if it's going to be one major one that you're looking to eliminate or maybe trimming many of them?
No, with between $35 billion of tax credits on the books and $28 billion of taxpayer-funded contracts, if we found just 2.5% savings, 2.5%, that is, you know, that is minuscule compared to the cuts that we've imposed on our schools, on our K-12 system. If we could find that kind of savings, we can fund this program very comfortably, if not, you know, 1.5 times over. So we don't specifically identify tax loopholes, because what we've done is create a nonpartisan commission of economists to go through those loopholes and say, hey, this one's working, this one's creating jobs. this one over here, it's just because they had a good lobbyist 25 years ago and doesn't make sense anymore, so let's not give them special treatment under the tax code anymore.
Now, why has that process not already begun then to actually identify exactly which loopholes need to go?
Well, because that's where you get into all the partisan weeds, and we don't need to do that. We need to start this conversation and talking about something bold, and that's what we're doing here with this competition and with the Michigan 2020 plan, advertising it, and getting the public involved. Because, you know, the legislature likes to figure out reasons that they can say no to something. But this one, we got to figure out how to say, yes, we can do this.
I wonder then, when you actually start looking at the details, do you expect each tax credit that the Democrats will propose to eliminate, that there will be challenges to each one, and it'll become, I guess, a very kind of divisive, detailed, focused issue?
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to stay away from by creating a nonpartisan commission of economists to go through the tax code and grade them. Say, all right, these ones are working, these ones are not, and that way they get grades. And in order to keep those tax breaks on the books, the legislature would have to vote affirmatively. And this is how we stay away from the partisan bickering and the, oh, this is a Democratic idea or a Republican idea. This is an idea for Michigan. This is about using our taxpayer dollars wisely and investing in ourselves. It's the best economic investment that we can make.
I'm talking to Democratic State Senator Gretchen Whitmer, the minority leader in the Senate. You know, the key to this plan, of course, is for high school students to graduate. Statewide, the rate is about 75%, although in suburban high schools, the rate can be well below 50%. Isn't a larger problem that so many state students don't even qualify?
I think that that is an issue. I don't know that that is the larger problem. One of the great things that we've seen in Kalamazoo since they started the Kalamazoo Promise is that it really has changed the dynamic in the K-12 system. When there is a kid who thinks there's no opportunity for them after high school, well, they don't take high school as seriously if they think that they're out on the street or they got to figure out how to hustle to make a living. Now, the kids who know that they've got an opportunity, they get serious. It changes the dynamic in the classroom. And it was interesting, you opened your show by talking about housing values. You can't find a house in Kalamazoo right now because the property is so valuable because they have made that kind of a commitment for higher education for all the kids coming out of the Kalamazoo High School.
Why pursue such a large plan, though, rather than something smaller, maybe involving free tuition to only top students or just providing tuition assistance to all without covering the entire cost?
Well, one of the things that I am reading right now is Thomas Friedman's book, and he talks about if we want to lead, this is a race, and the only way that you win this race is by accelerating in the turn. It's scary. It's risky, but you know what? That's the only way that you end up winning and leading this type of a race. We've got to do something bold in Michigan. We could go in one fell swoop from 38th out of 50 states to number one if we adopted this plan. And that would get the attention of everyone across this country, but around the world, that says Michigan is serious about having the best educated workforce in the world. And that's where people want to locate their business, where the workers are.
It seems that one thing we're seeing here in Michigan is a move away from a public funding of schools, or at least the traditional public schools as we know them. We're likely in for a major expansion of charter and cyber schools in the state. What do you expect we're going to see here in the state in the coming years with these schools expanding?
Well, I expect that, you know, there is going to be an effort, a continued effort, to make sure that the schools that we have are working. You know, just opening up the number on charter schools doesn't take care of the issue that many charter schools are facing, and that is there's a lack of accountability, and they're just not working. Giving money to for-profit entities that aren't even located in Michigan scares the heck out of me as a mom who's got a couple kids, you know, who are in elementary school. And so I think I've got grave reservations about the cyber schools, in particular with many of the reports that we've seen with regard to how the students are not succeeding when they've got that kind of a, you know, that kind of an education right now. And it's interesting, the military isn't accepting people who are the cyber school graduates right now. So if our military doesn't have faith that system's working, I think that should give everyone pause.
Do you expect that we will see explosive growth in students attending these types of schools?
I don't know. I do think that there are parents in districts that have got grave concerns about the kids' education, whether it's in a traditional school that's not meeting the benchmarks that we need, or if it's in a charter school that's not subject to the type of reporting and transparency. So, you know, parents, I think are, you know, the engaged parents are always looking for something that is going to help their kids succeed in a better situation. So we have issues, but we've got a lot of great public schools, and they are not in and of themselves the problem.
So when it comes to the 2020 plan, obviously Republicans will have to agree on some level and cooperate with you. And that's something we heard that last year there was a complete lack of bipartisan cooperation. Some Democratic lawmakers said they were completely left out of the legislative process. How has 2012 been at the Capitol so far?
Well, it's been relatively quiet. You know, the governor, his budget came out not that long ago, and so they've got budget hearings going on right now. We've got a number of tough issues, I think, that we're hoping to tackle before the legislature takes what appears to be a long summer break, because the House is on the ballot and they're going to leave to campaign. But I would submit this, something like this, obviously we're going to need bipartisan support. We want bipartisan support, and heck, the state Senate maybe is the best place to start this. Since we are not on the ballot, we could stick around and work on this summer.
Yeah, is the 2020 plan really meant to highlight the general state and funding of our education system rather than something you realistically expect Republicans to support?
No, I am putting what I think is a real legitimate proposal on the table. And what I want, what I expect from my colleagues is that I get due process and that I get to have my proposal heard. Because I think when people really understand what we're trying to do here and see what the economists are saying, whether it's Lou Glaser or whether it's someone like Bill Gates who's creating the kind of jobs we want, they'll see that this really is something that is A, doable, and B, a game changer.
And what's the timing of the official, I guess, introduction to the legislature of the plan, and how quickly do you expect the details of where the which tax credits would have to be eliminated to fund the plan to come out?
Well, the bills will be introduced this week, and we're hoping that we'll take some quick action. We'll create the commission, they'll start grading the tax expenditures that are on the books, and that we can get this thing signed into law and on the books. But obviously I've got a tall order of persuading my colleagues. In the meantime, I'm hoping the public gets engaged here and that our high school seniors across the state start submitting their videos.
We'll
the contest opens today, and it closes on April 20th. So any student, whether you're homeschooled, private schooled, or public schooled, is eligible, and we encourage them to go to mi2020video.com and send us their pitch.
Well, certainly will be interesting to see how this plan moves ahead at the Capitol. Minority Leader in the Senate, State Senator Gretchen Whitmer. Senator, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Michael.